Welcome in to another Keystone worship session. My name is Luke, and I got joining me, I got Jesse to my right.
Hey, everybody.
Kirsten's sitting across from me.
Hi.
If you keep going around the circle, you see an empty chair. And like we've always said in these sessions, we want to remind you that this has a purpose, and it's meant to engage followers of Jesus in an expression of worship that will spur faith-filled action. So we want you to walk out of this, to metaphorically walk out of this session with us, this room with us, and feel like you have been led to the feet of Jesus. You've been led to the throne of God. You've heard his truth, what he has to say for you today. And then we also want you to feel like you have taken a step of faith in obedience to the word that you've heard. And so we're excited for this worship session. We're actually going to be singing an original song today. And before we do that, we want to cast vision for why we are songwriting here at Keystone. So Jesse, I'm going to let you take it from here.
Yeah. Songwriting means a lot to me, and it's has been an expression of just an ability to intimately meet with the Lord. And also I've seen it used in so many different ways and powerful ways to shape church's worship, our worship, our ability as a church to engage together. And so as we were thinking about songwriting for Keystone, we came up with this vision, and it's to cultivate a spirit-led songwriting culture that gives voice to the worship of Keystone Church, writing songs that help our people encounter God, declare truth, and express the unique story he's writing in our community.
Yeah.
And we believe that God is doing something specific here at Keystone, and we want to sing about it. And while we use songs from the global church, we also just want to contribute by writing songs that are born from our people and for our people, and that point us to Jesus. And so that's kind of the vision of why we're doing it, and I'm excited about just bringing everybody along with us.
Yeah, agreed. Before we get started singing, talking more about this song, I'm going to pray for us, ask the Lord to be a part of this for everyone who's listening. Father, thank you again for this time that we get to spend with you, to lead each other in worship. God, I just want to ask that you would bless this recording, bless this time, not for our own glory, but for your glory. God, would you speak to the hearts who are listening back to this right now in this moment? Would you bring them to a stillness before you as we hear what you have to say? In Jesus' name, amen.
Here's the chorus.
Oh, my sin held me captive, but you freed me from my chains. Now I dwell in your goodness, so you love me all my days.
This song I wrote, there's a story behind it, but I wrote it based off of Psalm 32, and I'd actually love to start by reading that for us before I talk about it. It says, "Blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord counts no iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. For when I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was dried up as by the heat of the summer. I acknowledged my sin to you, and I did not cover my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Therefore, let everyone who is godly offer prayer to you at a time when you may be found. Surely in the rush of great waters they shall not reach him. You are a hiding place for me. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with shouts of deliverance. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Do not be like a horse or a mule without understanding, which must be curbed with bit and bridle, or it will not stay near you. Many are the sorrows of the wicked, but the steadfast love of the Lord surrounds the one who trusts in him. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, O righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart. So this psalm became very meaningful to me in my high school and college years when I was stuck in a habitual sin pattern. It was really dark, like really hard to be there. It cultivated a lot of anxiety. It ruined friendships. It demolished my self-esteem. And it was like, this is because of a choice that I was making. And it felt isolating. I felt trapped. But then I came across this psalm, and I just related so much to what David said when he said, my bones were wasting away. It's like literally sin destroys you. It destroys you physically. It destroys you mentally, emotionally. It destroys your relationships. It is destructive. It is a disease. And I felt that like so tangibly. So when I read it, I was like, oh, okay, that I know. And I also felt the heaviness of the Lord, his hand on me saying, Kirsten, you cannot stay here. This is not life-giving. This is not honoring to me. You're being disobedient. And I promised you the way that you are walking is not the way that I have for you. It is not the way that I want you to go. And so I was like, thank you for that conviction, because it led me to the next stanza. I acknowledge my sin to you. I confessed, and then the Lord forgave my iniquity. Like, the Lord forgave that sin that I was struggling with. Yeah. And while, when I saw this psalm for the first time, or like really processed it, that didn't immediately fix it. But I confessed, and the Lord brought people into my life that helped me get out of it. And so, the song that is written now came from that really dark place. It came from seeing the freedom and victory of Jesus and the cross. It came from so much depression and anxiety and fear and worry into this beautiful new garden of life and freedom. And like, there's a new way to walk, a new way to go. So we start the song really heavy, hopeless. This is how David was feeling. But then as we keep singing, it's like you kind of come up out of the grave. You're like, yes, I am given new life because the Lord was gracious enough to me to forgive me. Because he loved me so much that he was like, I'm not going to hold that against you. I nailed it all to the cross. You're not held to that shame anymore. You're not held to that guilt anymore. And you're also not held to that sin anymore. And so, praise God, I found victory over that sin a little while later, completely. And I've seen freedom. And so my encouragement to us in the circle, but also everyone listening, as you listen to this song and as you read this psalm, don't hide your sin. Don't hide it in the dark. It's gonna fester there, it's gonna grow. But I want, like, bring it to the light. That's where you defeat it. That's where Satan has no power, because he can be seen in his deceit. So I hope this song brings you to confession. I hope it brings you not only to feel the weight of your sin and decide that God is better, that he is more worthy of it than following the world, but I also hope that you leave from this song after you have sung it and learned it, feeling the hope and joy of the gospel. Yeah. That you walk away feeling that the Lord truly does love you every single day of your life, whether you were stuck in that pit, are stuck in that pit, or have found freedom from it. Yeah. So I am very thankful for what the Lord has done, and I just hope that it is equally as helpful to those who sing it too. So let's go ahead and sing it together.
How long will I sit here in silence, keeping my sin to myself? Lord, you know all my ways, yet I waste all my days in the dark. How heavy the weight of my failure, How deep was the pit I was in? But you cover my shame and remove every stain from within. Oh, my sin held me captive, but you freed me from my chains. Now I dwell in your goodness. Oh, you love me all my days. Oh, how blessed is the one who's forgiven. Blessed is the one who's been saved. I acknowledge my sin. By your grace, life begins in your name. Oh, 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 my sin held me captive, but you freed me from my chains. Now I dwell in your goodness. Oh, you love me.
Father, thank you for sending your son on our behalf. Thank you for sending Jesus because we are not perfect. Thank you for bringing us to that realization, giving us words to sing. Lord, I just want to ask that you would use this song, these words in a way that, just as Kirsten said, brings people to confession, brings people to a joy in their salvation, knowing that Jesus is enough for your mess. Thank you, Lord. We pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. That's all we got. See you guys next time.